Thank you for calling Enigmas. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Mike Preston, and I just got a shipment, and it's broken.
Okay.
What would you like to know first?
Can I start with your zip code, please?
Oh, sure. My zip code is 34691.
Okay, thank you for providing this information.
Sure.
Is it a one-time purchase or is it from the Star Trek Starship collection?
That's a good question. I don't know. How do I know from what you know what? It should be from the Starship collection.
Okay.
Now, there's two problems with it. Number one, the saucer section has broken off it. And I had bought this a little while ago manually, and then you guys sent me one.
Okay, so you got charged double, one from the collection and one that you purchased as a one-time item?
Yes.
Okay.
And plus it's broke.
Let's see, what was the name of that item one more time?
The item is Gold USS Enterprise NCC-17CMC is the description name.
Okay.
I got the order number and date and everything here, too, as well. Order date. You know what? I have an order date of 1/19/2020.
Okay, so that is from the... Star Trek Starship collection from the special edition part.
Okay.
So this one
That's
was
okay.
The one.
I didn't know that that was coming, so I had ordered that and the other one. I had ordered two other gold ones, and then this one came, so.
Okay. Well, we'll be happy to get a replacement on this one due to it arriving damaged to you.
Well, I don't want to pay for another one because I already got this a couple months before.
No, you're not going to be charged for it. You'll just get a replacement because it arrived damaged, a reship.
Nope. Wait a minute. No. I already got it a month ago. So this is like a second order of the same thing.
Okay.
Get it?
I understand. It wasn't
okay.
Skipped on the collection. We do notify you whenever we have a special edition offered to you at the time, and no one called in or no one requested to skip the Gold Enterprise inside the collection.
Okay.
After it being purchased, fortunately, it's outside the 30-day policy to return for any refunds as well.
Okay. Well, I guess
yeah.
I need to return it then, right?
Well, we're unable to accept it back because it's outside of the 30-day policy to return.
But I just got it.
Yes, sir, but the order date was on the 19th.
So you're telling me I ordered on the 19th, you ship it out in March, and now I can't return it because I ordered it 2 months before that.
Let me double-check to see when it shipped out. I believe that you received it in March, but I don't think that we shipped it out in March. Let me double-check.
I mean, I have an invoice and everything else, and let me see, there's got to be a date on the box. I mean, it just came a couple days ago.
Okay. From what I see here, that the order date was the 19th of January. It physically left here with us on the 25th of January, and it arrived to you just now, the 10th of March. So the post office.
What was the ship on what March?
It arrived to you
day?
On the 10th of March, which was Wednesday.
Okay, because so since I, that's not 30 days.
We don't go based off the date that it was delivered to you. We go off based the day of the order date, which was the 19th.
So you're telling me I can't return it because you ship it to me so late.
We didn't ship it to you late. It left here with us on the 25th of January. Now, the post office took, yes, the post office took its time to deliver it to you, but it didn't ship out here too late. It actually shipped out 5 days after it was ordered.
What was the shipment number that you have?
I have here 302-106-29-501.
No, 501. I don't have any dashes on my shipment number, but I got three. Well, Ken, hang on just a second, Ben. Because, hang on, sorry. But this is the second time I've gotten this. So, hang on. My Star Trek ships. Hang on just a second. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at my. Here it is.
Yes, sir.
So. So on. Yeah. In October. You guys shipped me one. Then you shipped me another one in January. Why would you ship me two of them?
The one for January is already added to your collection. Now, the one in October was probably the one that you purchased, you manually purchased from us. But okay. The one in October is already added to the account, even if you don't purchase it off the website. Any special editions that we add to our website will eventually be added to your collection or will be eventually offered to you in your collection.
Okay. But, again, I have 30 days to return it, but because it just got here, you're saying I can't return it.
I do apologize. The only thing that we can offer is a reship because it arrived to you damaged, but because it's outside this 30-day policy to return it, we're unable to accept it back.
Wow. I need to, that's not right. I just got it shipped in the mail. It sounds like you guys have a problem with the post office then. Okay, well, this doesn't make sense to me. I didn't order this one. It did not. It's not my fault that it came from wherever you said and how long it took to get to me. See, how then? Wow, I just don't like this whatsoever. That's terrible. I mean, it's not my fault that it just got delivered to me, but I can't return it because it came too late.
We actually sent out an email announcing this specialty back on the 24th of December.
You know what? That's fine. That's okay. But I have 30 days to return it. I just got this. So unless you guys tell me, hey, it was just shipped to you, it's not 30 days once I get it. It's 30 days once you ship it. And it gets to me in 60 days. Does that seem fair?
Well, if we sent an email out to you back in December asking you if you liked the item, and you've already purchased it in October.
Why would I want two of them? That doesn't sound right either, but that's okay because I didn't reply to that. But I have 30 days to return it, correct?
30 days from the purchase date.
From the purchase date. So if it takes 2 months to get to me, I can't return it anymore. Shouldn't you guys send me a letter every month saying, hey, this is when we ship something to you?
With the regular collection, besides the special edition, we don't send out any notices like that. Just whenever we offer the special edition, letting you know that we're offering this and how to communicate with us to skip it.
Right. You never let us know when things are coming. So if they get lost in the mail, what if I called you up and said, hey, I never got this and I see a bill for it?
Then we would have offered a reship.
What's that?
We would have offered a reship if you still wanted the item at the time.
But why?
Would have offered.
Because it's after the 30 days.
No, we can reship anytime. We just can't receive it if that's outside the 30 days. We can't receive it back for a refund if it's outside. We can reship anything. It doesn't matter how long it's been.
Do you hear that? Is there, you know what? Can I speak to your supervisor? Because this isn't right.
Yes, sir. Well, I can transfer you over to my supervisor. Just in case this is the last time that we're speaking, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold.
Okay.